Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 15 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are some narrowly mixed undertones seen amid variable late-week demand. Terminals are called mostly steady, with tops from $35 to $44. Peoria is called steady to firm today, with a top price of $35. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, February 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,566. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $44.75 to $56.76. The weighted average, $54.52, a loss of 10 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $28.86 to $46.50, the weighted average $43.06. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $24,848. The base price range $45.75 to $59, the weighted average $56.91, a gain of 58 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.50 to $45.63, and the weighted average was $42.41. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, the up and down as far as temperatures and as far as precipitation goes will continue across the growing areas of the U.S. and livestock once again facing some stress from very cold conditions that will be dropping into the area this weekend, and expect more flooding to continue across low-lying areas and even some ice jams on some of the big rivers, and so transportation problems for a good portion of the Midwest over the next week or so. And as far as locations in the growing area right now, generally talking about South America. Brazil, today's forecast a little less threatening for summer crops and field work, although showers and thunderstorms are expected to continue across the center-south crop area during the coming 2 weeks. Rainfall in the first week of the outlook period will be light enough that some net drying may occur, especially in well-drained areas, and that will offer some better crop maturation and improved harvest progress. The outlook may not be ideal, but it will be far better than that we've looked at for the last couple weeks with very heavy rainfall and some soggy fields. Mato Grosso and the areas of Rio Grande do Sul and Paraguay will see the best crop weather. Northeastern Brazil continue to dry out for a little while longer. Temperatures will be seasonable for the first half of the next week with highs in the 80s and low to a few middle 90s, lows generally in the 60s or above. Some cooling will occur along with greater rainfall late next week and into the following weekend. For Argentina, no significant precipitation fell across the growing areas yesterday or this morning. High temperatures, 70s, low 80s, a few warmer readings in the far south. Today's forecast, again, looking a little drier this weekend and wetter for next week, with no meaningful rainfall expected through at least Saturday of this weekend. Showers and thunderstorms will develop with more significance next week. Monday through Thursday generating rain in most crop areas at one time or another for Argentina, with midweek precipitation being the greatest. Amounts generally varying between 2 and 9/10 of an inch, most often with a few 1 to 2 inch rain totals expected. Drier weather will evolve again for a brief period of time late next week and through the following weekend. It does look like February 26th and 27th will be the most favored time for some follow-up shower activity of generally light intensity. As far as Australia goes, they have had some very heavy rainfall. Torrential rain fell across middle and lower Queensland's Pacific Coast yesterday 3 to more than 7.5 inches, and that resulted in the compounding of flood situations that were already underway. Flooding remained outside the cotton and sorghum areas, but was significant in some of the sugarcane areas. Drier conditions in eastern Australia over the next 10 days will be welcome and should support the early sorghum harvest to advance more favorably. Expect another rainfall on the February 22nd through 26th time period, and that will be that will help to maintain a good environment for cotton and late sorghum development. Now, in back to the U.S. for just a brief moment, talking about some of the wheat areas. It does look like no significant precipitation fell across the hard red wheat areas yesterday or early this morning. Below average amounts of moisture predicted for the region through the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Restricted rainfall will dry things out, obviously, but they're also looking for some cooler than average temperatures across the area for the short term, with warming today producing highs in the 40s and 50s, 50s and 60s south. Cooling expected Thursday into Saturday, highs dropping back to the 20s and 30s, lows in the single digits and teens north and in the teens and 20s south, with looks like the second week temperatures will be near to above average, and that's time period of February 20th through the 26th. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 10.49¼, up 3¾. Last trade down 19. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.05¼, down 2¾. Last trade down 19. July, 9.21¾, down 8¼. Last trade down 24¼. March corn opened at 4.96, down 1¾. Last trade down 4. May, 5.09, down 2. Last trade down 4. July, 5.20, down 1¾. Last trade down 4¾. December, 5.18¾, down 1½. Last trade down 3¼. March beans opened at 13.19¾, down 1¼. Last trade down 3. July, 13.49¾, up 1/2. Last trade down 4½. November, 12.70½, down 1/2. Last trade down 6. March soybean meal opened at 3.52, down 30. Last trade down 2.20. March soybean oil opened at 55.65, down 1. Last trade down 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the USDA Economic Research Service yesterday came out with its baseline projections for the next decade. As you look at the numbers for the 2008 crop year, what are your impressions?
The impressions are it's not a big surprise, Dave. I think the market had been anticipating the acreage shifts. Reading some of the reactions this morning from guys, Dave, on the floor and talking to our guys in Chicago, they're not a surprise. They did a good job of cutting the corn acres back. Excuse me. Down to 88.5, losing 5.5 million acres. Bean acres gained 7.5 to 71. Wheat gained 4.5 million. So, not a big surprise there. I don't know if many of the listeners feel like that's going to shake the market up. You get a corn crop with a 155.3 yield. Again, it's easier to argue higher yield because the acres you're losing are the lower producing averaging areas where they're going to double crop wheat and soybeans in 2008. So, I think where it comes is we cut exports in both corn and beans, yet we're still keeping stocks very tight. They've got ending stocks in corn going all the way down to 850 million bushels, and they even cut 300 million out of exports. They did cut domestic feeding a little bit, not a surprise considering it's harder for our livestock farmers to feed these higher numbers. So bottom line you know, it doesn't matter who you talk to, we still have an acreage situation. We're losing somewhere. You know, we took soybeans down to a very scary number this year. We're going to add acres, but now we're going to take corn down to a scary number because they're losing acres. So this acreage situation is not going to get itself better. So look for this wheat sell-off that we've got right now to keep pressure on corn and soybeans, but also look for value buyers in there to want to buy corn and soybeans and not let us get a whole lot lower.
I guess if I have anything to say about the numbers, I noted that their beginning stocks is 1,897, and that's about 460 million bushels bigger than the current number. So if you back that out on the other end, maybe the carryout is closer to 867 million.
Yeah. Yeah, and they did the same thing on beans, if you notice that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they started a bean crop off higher, and you know, they were able to get beans down to 200. So you're right, we're both right, in that these stocks are not growing. they're getting even scarier because they did start out beginning stocks higher than what the February USDA report said. So bottom line, yeah, don't look for, you know, we're going to see some monster sell-offs in wheat. You know, just the volatility there is going to cause things to happen crazy. I guess if you see wheat down limit, do not expect corn and beans to go down limit because of these stock situation and acreage situations. Look for both corn and beans to be maybe 3 to 5 lower off the start today, but be surprised if you see a lot of follow-through selling from it. I think that March corn at 490 is going to be a buying area for some guys.
Thank you much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.